This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell show. That's right. We're doing a show. It's Beta-1-3-D Glucan from our friends at Better Way Health, brought to you by them. BetterWayHealth.com/radio. Modulate your immune system like nobody's business but theirs and yours. Make Better Way Health part of your daily routine. Beta-1-3-D Glucan. Go to BetterWayHealth.com/radio. Now, for all of my friends in Great Britain listening on UK Health Radio, whether you're live or a couple of days late, just remember, I know you're going up against, perhaps, we don't know who you're going to play, if it's going to be France, if you beat Croatia or not. But if you do beat Croatia, remember, the French did help you at Dunkirk. Just remember history. So I don't want you to get too mad at each other. We don't need to start another war over there. You guys have been war-torn enough. It's just soccer. It's just football. Enjoy it like I'm enjoying it. Appreciate the excellence that you're getting to see. So, have I narrowly averted a war between France and England this segment? Just want to be sure so I can move on.
It's a good effort.
Huh? Yeah, I'm trying. Because if Croatia wins, there's not a lot of history between France and Croatia, I don't believe, or Belgium even, for that matter. But there's a lot of bad blood between, I think, France and England. But maybe you guys can correct me if I'm wrong there. Just history. Yeah. The history is there.
There's a white flag joke in there somewhere, but I don't know.
Well, you remember here in America, the freedom fries after 9/11.
I do remember
because
that.
They didn't want to call anything French. I mean, it was like, wow.
That's right.
There was not a little bit of reactionary stuff going on. Of course, in retrospect, you look back at 9/11 and go, it wasn't what they told you. The official story is a lie.
That was back in the old days, right, mm-hmm. where, like, as crazy as things got, it was calling French fries freedom fries. You know, that was before you had all the craziness and the insanity that's going on now, right?
Yeah. No, there's a lot of more vitriol around it instead of using other F words, right, instead of freedom.
Right.
Anyway, we can't do that because the F word, FCC, listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show because we are on radio as well. Thanks again to Pete Santilli. This hour, Jeffrey Jackson, our intrepid reporter in the field, jeffreyjackson.com. We're going to talk about parental choice. Is it on the springboard or the chopping block? I know if the political left has anything to do with it, it's chopped up like in California and gone. So we'll get to that. But how did we get here? And that's, you know, part of what the Robert Scott Bell Show is a deprogramming program. Kind of helps you see through the lies of the mainstream media. Most often, more often about health and healing issues. Disease management, disease creation machinery, etc. Federal bureaucracy, how it stifles freedom. How skeptics cheer on those who stifle freedom. They are anything but lovers of liberty. And whether we agree or disagree with you, we would defend your freedom, you know, to believe the way that you believe, as long as you don't use force or fraud in the implementation of your scheme to get government to stop us from not only believing what we believe, but doing or acting on those beliefs, right? To use natural medicine instead of your beloved chemotherapy, for instance. Now, the freedom to act partly comes from being disconnected from fake and phony sources of information. And this is a controversial topic because, last hour we opened about YouTube wanting to establish authoritative sources. and they were going to, one of their sources was going to be Wikipedia. Now, in the article, they recognize, well, you got MSNBC. Those on the right don't like that. You got Fox News. Those on the left don't like that. But do you now say those aren't legitimate because they're hated by half of the population, each one? Then what are you left with? Wikipedia? Is Wikipedia a good source of information? Well, when it comes to controversial issues of health and healing, no, it's not at all. It's crap. And crap is not even a good word to use because crap can be utilized to fertilize things, right? And I don't think what Wikipedia does with natural medicine and homeopathy can be used to fertilize anything but ignorance and hatred, because that's pretty much what they show for anybody who speaks out against, for instance, vaccines as sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. So this next article we found on Medical Express, or Super Don did, sent it my way. Suppressing negative emotions during health scare may whip up spiral of fear. Now, how much did they pay for that headline? Suppressing negative emotions during a health scare may whip up spiral of fear. I want to do this. Because this is one of those moments where you're like, what are they saying? And who is whipping up the spiral of fear? And is there really even a health scare? These are all the things just from that headline that start bubbling up in my brain or consciousness, depending on how you look at it. And so the first paragraph says, trying to suppress worries during a health scare, like the recent Zika outbreak, may lead to an ever-intensifying cycle of emotional suppression and fear. This according to a team of researchers with too much time on their hands. Maybe. But maybe, Super Don, you think there's some legitimacy in here. I'm just trying to decipher this because I see much of what they're saying, for instance, making Zika their example. The Zika outbreak was a scam from the word go. So the fear is on them for fomenting it, and then they're worried that you might suppress the fear in some way, and that will make things worse. But they lump us into this category of alternative thinkers that would say, you know what, we also don't want you to start looking at alternative sources of information on this because that probably is going to make you even more frightened. And I don't agree with that, because what we do here would make you more calm and confident that you are not walking into a wall of viruses that are going to jump into you and cause your head or your offspring's head to shrink. So, as I read this, I see it from the perspective of they're not even acknowledging the scams they're perpetrating on us to induce the fear that they don't want us to suppress, because that would lead to a downward cycle of continuing, what? More fear, more anxiety, more depression, and guess what? More drugs. And they win. You lose. So they're not really acknowledging where I would go with this story, Super Don, but maybe you can parse a little bit more from your perspective what you see.
This kind of blew my mind, and I don't know if it's just because I'm weird, but I'm reading this, because look, they're using the Zika outbreak, quote outbreak, mm-hmm. as the example. In order to illustrate what they're pointing out here is it's something that they consider to be harmful and dangerous. Mm-hmm. They did a study of pregnant women in areas of the United States that they said were vulnerable to the Zika virus. And the researchers found that the women who tried to suppress their fears of the Zika virus reported higher levels of fear later, which in turn prompted more emotional suppression. So what I'm getting out of this is they're saying, okay, look, when we had the Zika virus scary thing a couple summers ago, we warned you about it, and some of you didn't take it seriously. And by not taking it seriously, you suppressed your fear, which is going to cause you to have emotional and mental problems later on, potentially. So, the lesson to be learned here, according to these researchers, is when we tell you to be scared, you better be scared, because if you're not...
Be very afraid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and that's
really... You're going to be more scared later.
That's what I'm getting out of this, that they're basically, it's a weird kind of a mind game,
it's a psyop
thing. Yeah. They're trying to do here to say, look, you know, if you weren't scared of the Zika virus when we told you to be scared, you probably screwed yourself up.
Yeah, so you're in worse shape now because you weren't afraid like we told you.
Make sure that the next time that there's the Twinkie flu,
go ahead and be afraid.
You better be afraid. Yeah.
Yeah. So the fear leads to compliance. That's their argument, or they would like to lead to the compliance by making sure you are honoring what they're telling you to be afraid of. But don't get too afraid, right? But just enough that you'll do what we say. Of course, using the Zika scam as the example for an appropriate thing to be afraid of just blows their argument from the word go. But those that are in the mainstream media, and many, I'll be honest with you, Super Don, I'm disappointed in a lot of my friends in the alternative view on health and healing, because they buy into this. A lot of them bought into it and still do say, yeah, it's still a virus. But many of them are in the medical realm and they still have a handicap. They have a medical degree, and it doesn't allow them to take that leap beyond the viral causation hypothesis of disease, which is crap. Once again, not meaning to be bad about crap, because, like I said, it's worse than that. Fear for compliance. And what they're trying to do, you know what we talked about a little bit about, are they trying to eliminate the jump scare? That idea of, like, when they yell, Zika, you're like, ah! I mean, maybe we can, like, can we whisper Zika a little bit, and so you don't get the jump scare. But you're still frightened to death, and then you'll do stupid stuff based on, what did I say on yesterday's show? Anytime they say it's a virus, it's a cover story for toxic pollution in your local environment, a systemic environment, or in your own body, in the guise of a drug or an injectable toxic poison that's otherwise known as a vaccine. Zika, since the 1930s, they knew about it, wasn't really doing anything until the spill into the water in that area of Brazil, creating birth defects, the larvicides. It's the virologists that are paid well. They get the glory. Those are the heroes of CDC. But the real heroes, the real people in the know, are deep down in the basement, the toxicologists, and they explain the law of the terrain. But they're not allowed to come out and play. They're not allowed to speak about this stuff, and they're not allowed to comment on this article about suppressing negative emotions that they induce to make it worse. So that next time, when they yell Zika, you'll be just as afraid or even more afraid. But no, if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're not going to be afraid. And that's probably the reason why eventually YouTube might go, I don't think we should have the RSV show on there anymore. For now, we'll just keep rolling it out there. In the meantime, keep looking out for some more Robert Scott Bell Show links at real.video. I think that is. Is that right? Video.real? What is it? Super Don, help me out here.
Real.video.
Real.video. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Right back.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Bell Show. All right, to counteract the fear that they're inducing, and one of the things you can do is CBD, cannabidiol. Check out. Say goodbye to your anxiety. That's what they should have given the kids, right? My humble opinion. They rescued them. I know I'm nitpicking. Like I said again, I'm glad they're rescued out in Thailand, the soccer team. Those kids are out, but they drugged them, apparently. I think anti-anxiety drugs. You got Thailand, you got all kinds of, you got kratom, all kinds of things that can chill people out without harming them. But as far as we know, all the kids were out and they're okay, but they did drug them. There's got to be another way, folks. Somewhere you can save kids without drugging them. Is it too much for me to ask that? Answering that question right now, Jeffrey Jackson, our friend and great intrepid independent reporter. How are you, Jeffrey?
Hey, Robert. Great to be with you.
Good to be with you. I mean, we have been talking about the psyops in the mainstream media are just unbelievable in terms of fear induction. YouTube now wants to, utilize Wikipedia as a source to figure out what is authoritative in terms of the things we discuss. Not even close. So what's a reporter to do? Well, I'd say do like Jeffrey Jackson. Be independent, follow the trail where it leads, and write about it with honesty and integrity and great digging deep skills, Jeffrey. So thank you so much for what you're doing.
You bet. I'm excited. This is a big week. I'm excited to talk with you tonight because there's a lot of good stuff going on. We always talk about a lot of authoritarian pushes, which are always happening, and, vaccine mandates and opioid epidemics and some downer stuff. But there's some big-time silver linings in these things, which is awakening and the mobilization of the people and the truth coming out. Who would have thought that in America in 2018 that we would be, there would be attempted suppression and censorship not by some tyrannical government or some authoritarian figure, but by Facebook and Twitter and Google and YouTube. I mean, these are our minders that are trying to suppress us. This is a very interesting time. These are some tech giants that are, this is the new censorship arm. So we're facing this down right now.
Well, isn't that funny? Because at one point they were the disrupting technology, the new delivery, the new media that we are, and they were facilitating it. So we can't diss them all together, but at a certain point, I've talked about this over the years, like Bill Gates, he was an upstart disruptor with what he did in computing. And at a certain point, he got so big that they, you know, they gave him the I don't know if they read him the Riot Act, but they basically said, you know what, we can take your company down. We've got antitrust legislation. We've got lawsuits all around the world, unless you play ball. And then suddenly the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation starts pro-vaccine. And within that time frame, all the antitrust stuff dropped and Microsoft was let alone. So they understand that when you get a certain size, you got to play ball with the globalist. Trump doesn't play ball so well with the globalist. And it's a fascinating study of how he's doing what he is doing. Last hour we talked about the pardoning of the ranchers out in Oregon. But today we've got more revelations, I suppose, on the push to squeeze parents into allowing the government to raise them and decide what they could or should do medically for their children.
Yes. You know, one last thing on these platforms like YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and so on. We built them. We the people built them. They advertised as an open commons, and our human creativity populated their site and made them popular. And now for them to turn around and bite the hand that fed them and created them is very interesting. It shows how bad they're getting destroyed by it's no longer alternative media. If it was still alternative media, they wouldn't be acting like this. So shows like yours, writing like mine, and so on, of all the great people doing this stuff, it's forcing these people to come out in the open and be completely authoritarian. Were they like that from the start? I don't know. But yes, so parental choice, I struggle with this name of this title, parental choice on the springboard or chopping block, because we talk about a lot of things, and there's very similar veins that weave in and out of each other. It's parental choice, vaccine choice, it's medical choice, it's medical freedom, it's bodily sovereignty. All of these things are very, very similar, and they're along the same vein. So I'm using parental choice because it's not just vaccines. And I report on vaccines a lot. You report on it a lot. But as you and I know, if you have a child and you're in the mainstream medical paradigm and they suggest chemotherapy for your child who was diagnosed with cancer, that's an issue if you don't do that. You know, you might be looking at a CPS visit or a forced chemotherapy. So it is parental choice that binds us.
Yeah, and that is where we're going a little bit more, maybe a lot of bit more, in the next segment with Jeffrey Jackson here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Independent media, I want you to digest even more and become independent media if you haven't already. Spread the word about Jeffrey Jackson, about the Robert Scott Bell Show, about Pete Santilli, about Dell Bigtree, all the folks that are bringing you information you're not getting anywhere else. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Alan's Robert Scott Bell Show, brought to you by my friends from CBD Oil Plus, CBDOil.com, PLUS, CBDOil.com, CV Sciences. You can go online and use the discount code RSB15, get you 15% off every day. But I'd also love for you to get them at a local health food store. They're available in a lot of them. And mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Maybe they'll be extra nice. Little discount for you. You never know. It could happen. Nathan, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. Out there in Murray, Kentucky. All right. We got Jeffrey Jackson. We're talking parental choice. We've got other stories coming up. So what other analogies can we make, need to be made, in regard, because you rightly brought it out. This isn't only about vaccines, because you have ailments and illnesses that the mainstream media has adopted as pharmaceutical intervention only, medical intervention only. It's a religious cult, and if you're not in it, you know, it's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. They open their mouth and go, ah! And you're like, you got to run, you got to hide. So are we winning this thing? You know, it doesn't look good in California.
Yeah, well, it hasn't looked good in California for quite some time. I this is an ongoing process, and it's every day, and it's a winning, and, you know, I hate to do the black and white thing every day. Some people are winning, some people are not winning. But there is more awareness being brought upon this, and I think the more people that see what is truly happening, you know, as free humanity, as free as we can be at this point, will make the right choice to be non-authoritarian. Because there's more people who don't get paid by this system. The people that run these systems, the people in the medical system that are indoctrinating these doctors, they're a small percentage of the entire population. And, you know, unfortunately, the vaccine paradigm, if we talk about that for a second, it has the seeds of its own destruction planted in it in the form of vaccine injury. So every day there's more children becoming vaccine injured and adults, and those are creating lifetime warriors that will not be quiet about their vaccine injury. And I don't know anybody that gets their flu shot at Rite Aid and becomes an internet warrior for 10 years and reads medical journal articles and cites how great vaccines are in their spare time throughout the night, like vaccine injured the children of parents of vaccine injured children do. I mean, these people are absolute nonstop warriors. So we're back to parental choice. Now, it's starting with the children, but parental choice is, again, it's kind of a catch-all term. It's going to be just medical choice at some point, because adults are going to face this too. They are facing it, but they're going to increasingly face this. I know nurses are facing it right now, having to get the flu shot. And there's been for years a big issue with that, when there's actual medical studies showing that getting the flu shot for health professionals does not make patients in the workplace any safer. These are JAMA studies, Journal of American Medical Association. So the parental choice iceberg here has come out of the water, and it's being asked to be looked at. So in this article, I covered Italy, which is fascinating. I keep going back to Italy because this is such a fascinating story. You had a California mandatory vaccination law, kind of like SB 277. They forced it through. It was one of the fastest. It's called a decree there. It's one of the fastest decrees they've ever passed. 10 mandatory vaccines for school children and kids in daycare. And then here comes this populist leader, Matteo Salvini, wins the election, kind of like a Trump character as far as popularity is concerned, runs on a platform of parental choice with vaccinations, promises to roll back the vaccination law if he gets in. And this is the first time in modern history, perhaps all of history, that we've seen a candidate use vaccine choice or parental choice as a major voting block to win an election. So, you know, we saw it with Trump, but, you know, did that move the needle at all? Who knows? He mentioned it a couple times and then hasn't really followed up on it. Now, Salvini is just made he didn't cancel the decree, but he said parents will no longer have to provide state-run schools with a doctor's note to show their kids are vaccinated. So kind of back to where we're square one. In September, the kids go back to school. I'm expecting, my gut feeling says he is going to roll back this law, but there'll be a lot of negative press against him.
Mm-hmm. But we have, of course, Australia. I think it's the opposite way, where they're penalizing families who are not vaccine compliant by removing apparently a fund associated with, if you have kids in Australia, I guess everybody gets this unless they decide you don't. And of course, I've said this is a warning for anybody that believes government gives you anything. They don't, unless you behave. Right? You're a bunch of little kids. If you're asking for the government to give you stuff, they will tell you, yeah, you can have it as long as you do this and not that. And of course, in the context of Australia, it's if you fully allow us to vaccinate your children.
Yeah, if anybody's wondering where this is going, take a look at Australia. That's, if we don't fight this, if we don't stand up and be loud and post articles and share on social media, U.S. will be Australia in probably about a year, because that's where we're going. So Australia, fining children roughly $21 every 2 weeks for each child that's not up to date with vaccinations. I wrote an article 2 years ago now. At that point, they were targeting low-income families that didn't vaccinate by removing their child care benefits. Media is completely censoring any open debate about vaccines. Doctors are being persecuted for writing vaccine exemptions. The vax team at one point last year, Polly Tommy, Suzanne Humphries, were kicked out of the country. Polly Tommy lost her visa. told not to come back because they were affecting the public health by having open discussions. Australia is in a bad way, but it's interesting. John Rappaport just posted an article titled "Australian Anti-Vaxxers Provide New Model for the World." I'd urge everyone to go to nomorefakenews.com and check this out. And what it is there's so many people that don't want to vaccinate or want to vaccinate on their own schedule, and they're getting persecuted by their doctors and the government and the media, that they're starting their own communities, their own social services, their own homeschooling system, their own vaccine-friendly doctors in the community. So you have a decentralization now. You have a breakaway community, which is a possible solution if this thing goes like we think it's going to go. So that's kind of exciting. Out of authoritarian push is born out of necessity. There's some type of solution here. This is kind of good news.
Well, and that's the point of the harder you squeeze, the more you will lose the people because they can only tolerate so much. Now, some will choke to death on the medical establishment, and we've seen the injuries occurring and the deaths occurring, but most often when that squeezing happens to families, they wake up and they become ex-vaxxers. And then they're called anti-vaxxers, of course, but they were pro-vaxxers until they woke up and saw, oh my gosh, this is horrible what happened. And then they want to communicate and warn others because they don't want to see this happen to any other family's kids. So we're up against it. The folks, if you're a mainstream media aficionado, and you're not if you're here, unless you're monitoring us to see what you have to counteract, for the most part, you're awake, alive, and can see through a lot of this mess. But the things that, Jeffrey, you're writing about is hopefully giving rise to another, I would say, expansion of awareness, if you know what I mean, as this grows and grows. What Dell is doing with Highwire, hopefully bringing more people into the mix to see a different world view based on a different experience that they want to censor.
Yes, yes. And these topics are front and center, and they're global. These are collective consciousness. These are popping up everywhere. Just a couple days ago in Ireland, there was nearly 500 people, parents, children, that surrounded a venue in Dublin. There was the co-inventor of the HPV vaccine who was there trying to push it on children now and boys, young boys and girls. And they surrounded this venue and protested it. And they received major media coverage and social media coverage as well. But these are the things that are happening. These parents are protesting. These people are protesting. They want answers, and they want basically just to show, put spotlights on these issues. One of the things I'm covering for the show this week on Highwire, that's 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, a.m., that's on Facebook if anybody wants to watch that. We are hot on the trail of the Samoan MMR injury. I'm sorry, not injury, death. Two yes, children yeah. have died in Samoa, and as a result, at least association of the MMR vaccine, they died minutes after the vaccine. The second mother told the nurse that she did not want her child vaccinated, and the nurse disobeyed her and did that. So the police are involved in this now. This thing is exploding. The local news there, I'm in contact with them. They are accurately reporting this. They went to the mothers, and they're getting them on record posting that. I'm in active contact with the Minister of Health there, and I gave him an email and a voicemail message that is with some very difficult questions. I sent over a copy of Vaxxed. I sent over copies of the studies showing the MMR vaccine damages, medical studies showing that the MMR vaccine causes a multitude of damages in children. So if nothing else, seeds are being planted there. The vaccine campaign is basically run by UNICEF. So mm-hmm. they're flying someone in tonight, should be there pretty soon. And we're actually trying to get that individual from UNICEF on the show. So if we can get that person on the show to go head-to-head with Dell, that would be very interesting video. That would be very interesting media. So, it's going to be interesting to see because right now, after the last couple of days, the media has been accurately reporting it, this Samoan media. Mm-hmm. But as we saw, as you covered CNN, here comes the spin. UNICEF's on the ground now. They're damage controlling. We can promise that. So we're going to see how this story changes. In the media, we're going to track this story and see how it changes. If it becomes pro-vaccine, or if they continue to report objectively, which they have been, which is really, really interesting. And the Prime Minister of that country has a grandson that has a vaccine injury. He went on Facebook and said that. So, you know, unfortunately, we're getting to a point now where we're connected at some level, a lot of us, by vaccine injury. It's a common tie that binds us. So at some point, there's going to be a tipping point. So we're watching the story really close. So definitely tune in on Thursday. Yeah. This is still developing. We might have some very interesting updates.
I look forward to that. And folks, you know, United Nations, a globalist organization aligned with the pharmaceutical industrial complex, for the most part, again, you'll find exceptions within any bureaucracy, but for the most part, a criminal organization, UNICEF, about poisoning children all over the planet rather than bringing what they really need, nutrition, hygiene, sanitation, clean water, detoxification by the plants of creation. No, it's about pharmaceutical drugs. It's about injections. And then the mainstream media, like CNN, reporting on it. Wow, give them props. They actually said it. Yet the moment they acknowledge the MMR killed two children in Samoa, it's all about how great vaccines are. Vaccines save lives. Vaccines work. We know better. You know better. Jeffrey Jackson knows better. And you'll keep reading up on it. And Jeffrey, keep coming back and reporting whenever you can, my friend.
Oh, you bet. You bet. I will as soon as possible once these stories keep breaking.
Beautiful. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. One more segment to do it in. We'll give you some updates on upcoming events, as well as can dull really be exciting? I don't know. You listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You tell me.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. And link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you to Jeffrey Jackson. Thank you to Pete Santilli. Great show tonight. Lots of great information you won't get anywhere else in broadcast media. Not like this, anyway. And thanks to John on the board rocking it and Super Don making it sound so good. And what do we got to do to finish up? Well, one, the upcoming lecture, public lecture, Whitaker's Farm Market, July the 20th. Those of you listening live, that's still about 10 days away. And that's going to be in Belleville, Ohio. And if you're not sure about that, then go to those show notes, robertscottbell.com. Scroll down in the notes, you come up to more upcoming RSB events. We got the Maho for our health food store buddies out there in the Midwest coming together in Columbus, Ohio, 21st, 22nd. I'll be lecturing on silver, the gut health, immune system health. And also we'll be broadcasting live on that Sunday with our friends at CV Sciences. So we'll have silver and CV Sciences. How's that? CBD, silver and CBD. Great combinations. Cancer Prevention Convention, August the 19th. And that's in Dearborn, Michigan. It's Detroit. And the Trinity Conference, we've been talking about that. Health Freedom Expo reiterated. I just made that word up. September 22nd, 23rd, Schaumburg. Illinois. And that's what I do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So, what do you think? Dull? Can it be exciting? And you've got a story about that, and it relates to eating popcorn in a funny way.
Well, this is, really, again, you know, I love studies.
Yes,
we quote them all the time on this show.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, we come up with studies that are being done, and I just shake my head. Because I just don't understand. This time it comes from Ohio State University.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts off, they pose the question, thrill-seeking has got a bad rap in clinical circles, perhaps for legitimate reasons. Still, it's fair to ask, are thrills harmful? Now, I know your son just recently did something that both you and I think we're on the same page. You would say, no, not in a million years am I going to skydive.
Yeah.
Because I get the thrill, and there's a part of me that thinks about that and goes, man, that would probably be a lot of fun. But the other part is I'd probably be dead from a heart attack before I hit the ground, right? So can thrills be hard? Well, I suppose they can be, but there's this new study out that suggests that perhaps they're not. And I don't understand how they're making the connection here, but they're saying doing common activities in novel ways can actually produce positive outcomes beyond just the mild adrenaline rush. Now, I have to take issue with this study because they're talking about an adrenaline rush.
Mm-hmm.
And get this. This is the study they did. They took 68 people, and they assigned them into one of two groups. One that ate 10 popcorn kernels out of the palm of their hand, and the other group ate the kernels using chopsticks.
Wait. Time out. Popcorn. When I think of popcorn kernels, I think of unpopped popcorn. I don't think that's thrilling.
They're referring to popped popcorn.
Oh, it's popped. Okay, just want to be sure. Maybe were they going for this adrenaline pump because they're like coating it in MSG? Did it have anything to do with that?
No, apparently, according to these people that did this research, eating popcorn with chopsticks apparently is a thrill. Now, I'll give them this much. It would be probably kind of fun to try and eat popcorn with chopsticks. But they're just saying that basically, I guess, at the end of the day, after doing this research, that if you take mundane things that you do during the week or during the day and do them in a more complicated way that it can have a positive effect on your life. Now, I was trying to think, you know, what other mundane things could you maybe do in a novel way? You know, I mean, what do we tell you? Could you, like, brush your teeth with your feet? Maybe try typing an email wearing mittens. That would be a novel way. Maybe drink a glass of water in a straitjacket. Mow the lawn in a wheelchair. You know, I suppose these things might be, I'm trying to find...
My son has chimed in on that because I was going to say maybe he should have done this popcorn with chopsticks. He said, no, that would be more of a nuisance than a thrill.
That's what I'm thinking, but you know, I mean, maybe it's a party game or something, and I could see. But here's my question: did we need Ohio State University doing research on this to figure this out?
Wait. The Ohio State University did it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They would tell you that.
I'm
That's
sorry.
What they would say no.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Somebody's got too much grant money, and they haven't spread it around to us.
I guess.
Just like YouTube.
Eating popcorn with chopsticks.
Send us some money. We're authoritative. Well, not in the way you want us to be, but in our own way we are. Not authoritarian, though. There's a distinction. Y'all look it up if you're not sure. And if you're a government bureaucrat at the Fear and Death Administration, why don't you just eat popcorn with chopsticks and leave us all alone? Yeah, that would be nice. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow. I think we're going outside the box in a novel new way. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really worked. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.